It's time for this week's recipe roundup. This week's recipe was shared with me by local listener Alice Dove. So thank you so much, Alice, for sharing this. Her recipe is for sunflower seed waffles. If you don't have a waffle iron, you can still make these into pancakes. The recipes are as follows. 1 teaspoon of sesame seeds, 2.5 cups of water, 2.25 cups of rolled oats, 1/4 cup of sunflower seeds, 1 teaspoon salt, 5 dates chopped, and 2 teaspoons of vanilla. And be careful with whether or not your sunflower seeds are already salted, and just make sure you're aware of that, whether you add extra salt in addition to that or not. First, you're going to whiz the dry sesame seeds in your blender. After that, measure all of the other ingredients into the blender and whiz together just enough to mix, but not to get too thick. You may need to add additional water if the mixture becomes a little too thick. And what I'll say about this is, if you don't like big chunks of stuff in your waffles or your pancakes, you can whiz it until it gets thick, but it will cook differently. And if you're making these into pancakes, they definitely take a little bit longer than your typical buttermilk pancake. But since there's no eggs in them, there's no real worry of eating something too raw. Once you've greased your waffle iron, then you're going to pour the mixture in and bake with a moderately hot iron for several minutes. It's really going to depend on your waffle iron. I will say this mixture, once again, definitely takes longer to make than other mixtures. For Alice's waffle iron, she said she keeps it cooking for about 8 minutes. And this recipe should yield you about 3 large waffles. Thank you again, Alice, for sharing that. It's a very good recipe for someone who enjoys the taste of sunflower seeds. She also mentioned that it's really good to switch it up if you want to serve it with berries or serve it with jellies and stuff like that. You can do just about anything with these waffles, and I definitely think they go well with sweet things. I'm a big fan of sort of a savory pancake or waffle with syrup or jam. That is very sweet. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.